Well, I'm extremely dismayed about it. I mean, $2.5 million, $2.3 million, you know, it doesn't even keep up with inflation. So essentially, we're in reverse, and we're in a county that's bringing in more revenue than it ever has before, yet it can't dedicate more funds to its schools.
And I know this is a really pivotal thing for you all to hear about, correct? Because you had your day of protest, I think, earlier this month, and this has been an issue about low pay for all of you, right?
Yeah, certainly. Earlier in the month, we had a March for Public Education, and it's been somewhat mischaracterized that it was just about our pay. Certainly, we're among the lowest teachers, paid teachers in the state, but it's about so much more than just our salaries. The actual programming, the actual quality of the system is at risk at this point.
Now, Ryan, I see here in the county executive's budget, it says that that 2.3 is going to include 1.9 for instructional salaries to mitigate a reduction in the state's contribution. Does that have an impact either way on all of you? And can you explain that a little bit if you understand it?
Well, you know, $1.9 million, I guess, will mitigate some level of the lack of funding, but the Board of Education asked for $30 million. Currently, Harford County Public Schools is ranked 20th out of 24 in per pupil expenditure. So, you know, it's really kind of a drop in the bucket. I have to review the state funding numbers, but I don't think we had a reduction from the state this year.
What is your biggest concern? Because when you had the earlier march, I remember seeing my colleague Tim Tooten was reporting on it, and you all were hoping you would be able to bend the ear of the county executive and particularly the county council in an effort to try and make things, I guess better for all of you and get your point across to them. Did you get a chance to do that? So again, was this surprising if you did get a chance to do that you saw where these numbers fell yesterday?
I'm not surprised by Mr. Craig's actions. I mean, he has abjectly refused to meet with me, and has been very intransigent on the issue of school funding. So I'm not really surprised by his budget numbers. I'm hopeful that the county council will take action to remediate the problem.
Ryan, what is the average salary for folks, for our listeners who don't know, of teachers in the Harford County school system?
Well, I don't have the average salary, but teachers here start at about $41,000 a year. And because of the salary freeze, teachers that are in their sixth year of teaching are making second year pay, which is essentially $42,000 a year. So we fall dead last in virtually every salary year of experience as compared to the rest of the state.
The freeze has been in effect for how long?
4 out of the past 5 years.
Give us any context to all of that, what it means, how are teachers, I guess, having to survive if that's the salary that they're making? I mean, has it gotten really bad for all of them? And if so, can you explain?
It's an absolute tragedy. We have teachers working 2 and 3 jobs. We have teachers who are losing their homes. We have teachers who have roofs leaking and can't afford to fix them. We have teachers who can't afford to put their kids in the extracurricular activities that they recommend for everyone else. We have teachers like myself who have kids that are going to go away to college in 2 years, and we don't know how we're going to pay for it. It's really dire. You know, we're at pre-2006 wages, and we make less than teachers in Allegheny County, where the cost of living is one-third cheaper and housing is two-thirds cheaper.
And really, Harford County's seen its biggest growth burst in the last 5, 10 years.
Well, yeah, Harford County had a downturn at the first start of the recession, and
Right.
you know, some of the property values still have not recovered from that. So there has been an impact on property tax income, but we're growing year over year, and there's all kinds of construction all over the county. And you know, it's amazing to me how a county that is making more money than it ever has before in revenue can't afford to fund its contracts with its employees. It's not just us either, it's the county workers and the sheriffs too. So I fundamentally just can't understand it. I mean, Cecil County to our north is a much less affluent county. How is it that they can afford it? Baltimore County to our south can afford to fund their employees' salaries too. Why is it that Harford County can't?
Ryan, do you think that there's any chance that the student's education suffers because the teachers aren't compensated for what they should be?
Well, our teachers are doing a stalwart job regardless of how poorly they're treated. I would not impugn our teachers' delivery of instruction or their professionalism on any level. That said, you know, the morale is getting low. Folks are less willing to do extra work. And beyond that, the students of Harford County's education is being affected by the historic low funding that we're experiencing. You know, we're among the lowest funded counties now. We've always been one of the lowest funded counties. And at a time when every other county in the state is looking at building and putting digital devices in everybody's hands and adding programming and forging new opportunities, Harford County is faced with having to make cuts.
So where do you all go from here? What is your next step?
Well, we continue to advocate on behalf of our students and our teachers and plead with the county council to put some more money into the budget, and then we brace ourselves for the cuts that are bound to come. If they accomplish filling the budget hole with all position cuts, it's over 400 teaching jobs.
And that's part of the budget that he proposed yesterday.
No, that's according to the school board budget compared to his budget. So
okay.
They asked for $30 million. He gave them two. That leaves a gap of $28 million. Essentially, it's 16 teachers to $1 million. So you're looking at over 400 teachers losing their job if they accomplish that all through position cuts.